Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Other sportsbooks just don't hit right. But FanCash makes switching to Fanatics easy. Only Fanatics gives you up to 10% FanCash back on all bets, win or lose, which you can use to unlock the world of Fanatics. From more bets and game tickets to signed memorabilia and one-of-a-kind experiences only Fanatics can offer, switch to Fanatics Sportsbook and let the FanCash roll in. Winning hits different here. Must be 21 plus. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. MD, visit mdgamblinghelp.org. Offer not available in all states. Terms apply. See Fanatics Sportsbook app.
You're tuned in to You Better You Bet with Nick Costos and the crew on the BetMGM Network. Make it legendary.
Bring it up, Jake. All right, You Better You Bet here on this Thursday, final hour, power hour. Nick Costos, the crew, and you on the BetMGM Network. The power hour, the final hour of the show, presented today and always by BetMGM. Make it legendary by downloading the BetMGM app and visiting BetMGM.com. Coming up 20 minutes from now, our friend, pro sports bettor Rob Pezzola joins the show. Rob will give us his best bets for week 11 in the NFL. Can't wait for that. Rob and I were texting about the Packers-Giants game. Rob will have a take on that game. He will share it with everybody coming up in 20 minutes. And 40 minutes from now, it's all our bets for tonight in the world of sports, including side total and props for the Jets and the Patriots in New England on Thursday Night Football. And we will be taking your submissions as well. Type them in YouTube, type them in Twitch. Your best bet for the Patriots and the Jets. You can tweet us as well at the Costos, at You Better You Bet. Bill Zimmerman will read the best responses at the end of the show. And Downtown Mike Brown will put your name in lights. Because we spent 10 minutes with the Joey Knish audio. Jake, can we hear it one more time, please? Joey Knish from last hour here on You Better You Bet.
Oh,
it is exceptional. We have not gotten to basketball yet. And I'm going to talk about Purdue and Alabama in a little bit. It is the best game of the college basketball season. Absolutely can't wait for it. We'll get to it later this segment. But I don't know if I'm using this term correctly to the younger people on the crew, which is everyone except for Bill, who is old as bleep. Scary hours. I think I'm using this correctly. The Oklahoma City Thunder, the way they're playing, this is scary hours for the rest of the NBA. They are ridiculous. And I know that you know, like our listeners and viewers, like we have a smart audience. Like whether you are a novice better, whether you are an experienced better, we're all big sports fans. Right, I would love to meet the person that loves this show that doesn't love sports the way that we collectively love sports. So I know that you all know this to a degree. Like, we all know that the Oklahoma City Thunder kick ass. That the Oklahoma City Thunder, during games, they rough you up. They beat you down. And at the end of the game, sometimes you sound like this.
Oh,
but I don't think the majority of people, and maybe if you listen or watch the show, like I talk about it a lot, but I don't feel like people are really there yet. And we should be. As to this potentially being a historic regular season for Oklahoma City. The Thunder last night against the Lakers, and I know Femi bet the Lakers. I tuned into BetMGM tonight at the beginning of the show. Femi's giving his bets out. Femi bet the Lakers. I bet the Lakers also. This was, you knew that this was done very, very early. OKC's up on Luka Doncic and the Lakers. And this is not that the Lakers had to win the game. OKC was a big favorite. It's not that surprising that they covered. But the way it happens is ridiculous. 70-38 at halftime. Shea, 30 points and 9 assists in 3 quarters. Doesn't even need to play in the 4th quarter. Lakers head coach J.J. Redick says Shea is a killer. Yes, he is. The Thunder are now 12-1. The only game they lost was on the road in Portland, missing like 4 players, including J-Dub and others, on the second half of a back-to-back, on the road in the Pacific Northwest, and led in the 4th quarter. That's the only game they've lost, was that game. 12-1. No J-Dub. I've been saying consistently, the Thunder are going to win 70 games. I'm willing to take this a step further. And you can tweet me if you think I'm wrong. You can type it in the chat. I might be wrong. And maybe I'm being hyperbolic here and I'm being dramatic and I'm prisoner of the moment. I really, sincerely don't think that I am. And there's a way that it doesn't happen. Like the way it happens is if Shea gets hurt or like Chet Holmgren gets hurt. There are ways that the Thunder don't win 70 games. Of course, it's injuries. That's how it happens. If they're healthy, are they going to go 74-8? Are they going to best what the Warriors did in 15-16 when Golden State bested what the Bulls did in 95-96 when Chicago went 72-10? Then the Warriors went 73-9. I don't think it's crazy to suggest, since like, and I'm being sincere, like this is not like hot take for clicks. I mean this, and I put my money where my mouth is. I think they could go 74-8, provided that the team stays healthy. When we talked about this a couple weeks ago, in conjunction with the Nets possibly losing 70 games, they are, I saw one of those charts, I don't even understand how to read these charts, it's like all the logos on like a graph, like my head hurts, like I feel like I'm like back in junior year of high school, but the Nets, and it was a defensive chart, and my apologies, I don't remember who posted it. It might have been like, whatever, it doesn't matter. The Nets logo is all by itself. The implication being that the Nets defense is not just the worst in the league, it's the worst in the league by like orders of magnitude. Nets lose 70, Thunder win 70. And we saw that in 15-16, the Sixers lost 70 games and the Warriors won. I think we get it again this year. Oklahoma City's adjusted win total at MGM is 65.5. Remember, we talked about this at 63.5, maybe like 2 weeks ago. Now it's 65.5. Again, they're 12-1. J-Dub hasn't played a single game. How are they? They won 68 last year. Like, health is the way it doesn't happen. So if you click that button, like, the responsibility you assume is if Che gets hurt, like, you're going to lose. Like, that's what's going to happen. If Chet gets hurt, you're going to lose. If J-Dub doesn't play, do it. If J-Dub didn't play, they've won 12-1 without him. But, you know, health, I think they get there.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
I think this is going to be a historic season. And unlike 15-16 for the Golden State Warriors against LeBron, Kyrie, Kevin Love, and the Cavs, I think the Thunder are going to repeat and feel pretty strongly about that. We have some breaking news in the NFL that I've got to touch on here. If we don't get to Nikola Jokic, just know that I know he was awesome last night. 55-12-6. Ty Lue said after the game, we wanted Nikola to score tonight and not pass. Mission accomplished, scored 55. So here are like the NBA takes very quickly here. It's like NBA in 30 seconds with Nick Costos. Jalen Brunson hurt for the Knicks, but right ankle sprain. We touched on it last hour. They're going to be evaluating him daily, maybe not going to be out for a long time. Best case scenario for the Knicks in a loss last night. Paolo Banchero scheduled for an MRI today. No results yet for a groin strain. So Orlando wins last night, gets to 6-6. Banchero only plays 4 minutes, and that sucks for Orlando because you feel like they're about to start rolling here. The defense is a lot better recently than it had been at the start of the year, and now Banchero may miss time. As soon as we find out what that is, we'll bring it to you here on the show. The Clippers might be done. Bradley Beal's out for the season. They're at 3-8. They seem completely lost. Kuminga and Pods didn't play last night really for Golden State, but the Warriors beat the Spurs, and Curry hits a couple of those threes over Wemby, and it feels like the gold medal game. And I think the Houston Rockets might be the third best team in the West behind Denver and Oklahoma City. And that was like 60 seconds in the NBA with me, Nick Costos. You're welcome. You better you bet on this Thursday. We'll get to Alabama and Purdue in a moment, but the breaking news in the NFL, Brock Purdy is going to start this Sunday for the San Francisco 49ers on the road at the Arizona Cardinals. And this has been expected for a couple days, and I'm just going to take a mosey on over to BetMGM and just see where we're at here. So we are now, it's a juice 3 towards Arizona. That's basically where we've been hanging out for a couple hours here. So if you can find a 2.5 on San Francisco, 2.5, you might want to do so. Purdy is going to start on Sunday. And maybe this represents an opportunity for you, the listener or viewer, to bet on the Arizona Cardinals. Now, I never bought, and I've been consistent on the show saying this, and we talked about it after Mac Jones led the Niners to that win that knocked us out of Survivor that Thursday night against the Rams, where is there a quarterback controversy in San Francisco? Like, no. Like, there's not. They just paid Brock Purdy. And, like, Mac Jones has been really good. This is not an anti-Mac Jones thing. Like, Brock Purdy's better than Mac Jones. Like, he is. I don't even understand, like, an argument to the contrary. Well, it's like, well, Mac Jones runs Kyle Shanahan's offense well. Also, like, Brock Purdy, like, took Mahomes to overtime in the Super Bowl in Kyle Shanahan's offense. That's pretty good. So it's a big deal for Purdy to be back. And we think Ricky Pearsall might play as well. Niners offense could be cooking here moving forward this season. And the Niners schedule is very easy. And I'm going to bring it up here. And that's one of the reasons why a lot of people like San Francisco coming into the year. So San Francisco's schedule rest of season. So favored at Arizona this weekend, and Jacoby Brissett starting. Home against Bryce Young. at the Browns, bye, home Titans. I think it's tough, final three games. At the Colts, home Bears, and that game in Week 17, Bears-Niners, like, that could decide the seventh and final playoff team in the NFC. And then they host Seattle, in the regular season finale. So the schedule lines up for San Francisco, and the Niners at BetMGM are minus 325 to make the playoffs. The Bears are plus 140 to make it. And I can't wait to see how I'm wrong here. And I guess how I'm wrong is that they score a ton of points and the competition's not as good. The Niners' defense is an absolute dumpster fire train wreck, and it's not even their fault. And they know it. And I'm going to tell you how I know that they know it in a second. But, like, Nick Bosa's out for the year. Fred Warner's out for the year. Like, all the good players are injured. And how you know that they know that they're screwed is they didn't do anything at the trade deadline. Like, if they really felt like Trey Hendrickson could push them over the top to win the Super Bowl, they probably would have traded for Trey Hendrickson if they felt like they could win. They know they can't win. Like, I'm saying it. I'm not a hater. If you put Bosa and Warner there, we can have a different conversation. The Niners can't win. They cannot win the Super Bowl. Zero. The defense is not good enough. And I think it might not be good enough to get them into the playoffs. I'll take the Bears over the Niners one for one, and I'd rather bet the plus money with Chicago. And I have a bet on the Bears from before the season already. I'm not looking to bet it again. I'm just saying, I'm so concerned about the Niners defense that I would rather take Chicago with a tougher schedule and with a worse coach and quarterback right now, things can change, than take the San Francisco 49ers. And as far as this game is concerned, the number is going to be 3. I think I'd only bet Arizona, and I'm not 100% there yet. I reserve the right to change my mind. That feels like Arizona or nothing. Then I mean, I've lost so much money betting Arizona this year, so maybe I should just stop. So Brock Purdy will be back this weekend for the Niners. Rob Pizzola joins us next segment, his best bets for Week 11 in the NFL. But now, a few minutes on college basketball. Season's been incredible. We talk about it like every day on the show, how exciting it is and how great the rest of it's going to be. Tonight, unequivocally, the best game thus far in the college basketball season is number 8 Alabama off a rousing and stirring win at Madison Square Garden against Rick Pitino and St. John's on Saturday. Alabama, and I'm just going to bring the market up here just to see if we've moved it all at MGM. Okay, we're the same. Alabama, a 3.5-point home favorite. The total is 172.5. The 3.5 is juiced towards Purdue, so we may come down to 3. Trey Kaufman Wren is going to make his season debut in this game for Purdue. Whenever I see Wren, I think of Kylo Wren and I get mad because I thought that character was really stupid. And those Star Wars movies all sucked. Anyway, Trey Kaufman Wren's going to play for Purdue. And I'll do my best Cam Neely impersonation as Seabass and Dumb and Dumber. I'll paraphrase. Give me the Boilermakers in this game. Bama, obviously, the athleticism is through the roof, and the way that they play with Nate Oates and his awesome sports coats, up and down, high-flying, tons of points. I worry about Bama in a spot like this against a backcourt as seasoned and experienced and mature as what Purdue is going to throw out there with Fletcher Lawyer and obviously like National Player of the Year contender Braden Smith. I think that Purdue is not going to be able like to slow it. Like Bama's going to play up tempo, obviously. But I feel good enough about Purdue, being able to control the tempo of the game to a degree and their ability to score the basketball at 3.5. It's a bet on the Boilermakers, and I'll back it up with a Purdue money line wager as well tonight on the road at Alabama. On the other side, pro sports bettor Rob Pizzola, his best bets for Week 11 in the NFL.
We'll be right back with You Better You Bet on the BetMGM Network. Make it legendary.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
This NBA season, every shot you take with Fanatics Sportsbook puts points on the board. Earn up to 10% fan cash on your bets, win or lose. So even if your bet misses, you're still scoring fan cash, which unlocks exclusive rewards like authentic apparel, game tickets, and meeting legends at Fanatics events. Make the switch and turn every bet into a bucket with Fanatics Sportsbook. Winning hits different here. Must be 21 plus. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER or 1-800-522-4700. MD, visit mdgamblinghelp.org. Offer not available in all states. Terms apply. See Fanatics Sportsbook app.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.